to order. Members may indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows all members present.
Swear by the chaplain, Pastor Robert McMahon.
We are very honestly perplexed and have to do something, O Lord, and are not sure what to do. We need your help. We are glad that we can turn to you. In our choices, let us not ask, will it work, but rather, is it right? In this moment of quietness, we reach up to you, grateful for the strength and guidance that you give. May the work of these, your servants, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 16th legislative day in Senate Supplement Number 4.
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, if there are no additions or corrections, I move and ask unanimous consent to the journal be approved and spread.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection, journal certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, the gallery directly behind me is the distinguished president of the State School Board.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a neighbor, a friend, the managing editor of the Cambridge Times, Quinn Andrews.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a lovely person on my side of the gallery, one of the members of the State Board of Education, Jan Holman-Snow.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Ms. Donna Brady of the Alaska Hospital Association.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
We have no messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed committee substitute for House Bill 121 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Retirement Credit for Military Service and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
House Bill Number 551 by the Rules Committee by request of Legislative Council, entitled An Act Making a Supplemental Appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communication.
We have no communications today.
Reports of standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has had Senate Bill 539 relating to refunds of Alaska fishery taxes to local governments under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Rohde, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian and Willis. Senator Orsini had no recommendation. 539 has a further referral to Finance. The Judiciary Committee has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 59 annulling certain administrative regulations adopted by the Department of Public Safety under consideration, and the committee reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, had no recommendation. Senator Meland had no recommendation. Senators Tillian and Poland signed do not pass. Senator Miller signed do pass. SCR 59 has no further referrals.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 477 relating to particularization of persons entitled to service credit under consideration, and the committee recommends a committee substitute. Report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Miller, Meland, Poland, and Tillian. 477 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
I have none.
Again, remind the membership there are four free conference committees in the end of last session now. We could have a report later this week with regard to their status, either report back progress or that no progress. Introduction of resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 65 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council Subcommittee on Workmen's Compensation directing the Legislative Council to study the feasibility of establishing a state workman's compensation insurance fund.
Labor and Management.
I have no further resolution.
Introduction of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill number 583 by Senator Orsini, entitled An Act Relating to Reserve Accounts.
Commerce.
Senate Bill number 584 by Senator Miller, entitled An Act Relating to Income Tax Cost of Living Credit.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 585 by Senators Sackett, Croft, Ferguson, and Ray, entitled An Act Providing for the Issuance of General Obligation Bonds in the Amount of $10 million for the Purpose of Paying the Cost of Constructing Alcoholic Treatment Facilities and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 586 by Senators Sackett, Croft, Ferguson, and Ray, entitled An Act Relating to Alcoholic Treatment Facilities.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 587 by Senators Curtula and Croft, entitled An Act Providing for the Issuance of General Obligation Bonds in the Amount of $10 million for the Purpose of Paying the Cost of Capital Improvements for the Community Colleges of the University of Alaska and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
I have no further bills for consideration.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. We have before us in second reading, Senate Bill 444.
Senate Bill number 444 by Senators Croft and Tillian, entitled An Act Creating the Clam Gulch Critical Habitat Area and Providing for an Effective Date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rohde, Croft, Rader, and Butrovich. Senators Meland and Orsini had no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Senator Curtula.
President, absent any amendments, I move and ask the Senate Bill 444 be considered in gross amendments, third reading, placed upon passage.
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 444 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection. Third reading, Senate Bill 444.
Senate Bill number 444, entitled An Act Creating the Clam Gulch Critical Habitat Area and Providing for an Effective Date.
Is there a discussion? Senator Poland. Further discussions?
Right.
You ready to vote? The question is, shall Senate Bill 444 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, the secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? The secretary will take the roll.
Show 17 yeas, 3 nays.
Senator Curtula. Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then Senate Bill 444 with an effective date clause is passed the Senate. I have before us in second reading Senate Bill 554.
Senate Bill number 554 by Senators Croft, Curtula, and Rohde, entitled An Act Relating to Licensing of Physicians and Osteopaths and Providing for an Effective Date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Chance and Coletta. I have no amendments.
Senator Curtillo.
President, passed with any amendments and move national consent Senate Bill 554 be considered gross transfers.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 554 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection.
Before us in third reading, Senate Bill 554.
Senate Bill number 554, entitled An Act Relating to Licensing of Physicians and Osteopaths and Providing for an Effective Date.
For discussion, Senator Orsino. Senator Standee.
Senator, come to order.
Is there discussion? Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, the Senate Bill 554 for the this act is legislation which is similar to that recommended by the Medical Malpractice Insurance Commission. Under this bill, the licensing board would be given broader authority with respect to the issuance of licensing and would be authorized to draw their staff to handle an investigation in the healthcare field. Senate Bill 554 is limited to physicians and osteopaths, whereas the recommendation of the Medical Malpractice Insurance Commission extends authority to all healthcare boards with respect to all healthcare provider categories. Section 1 is amended to require continuing education in order for licenses to renew their annual license requirements to be established by a professional board. Section 2 is the new section which details limits and conditions of licensee practice. The board may limit the practice of the licensee by specialty procedure and facility. Also, the board may require additional education or training of licensee if it finds this necessary to maintain or achieve the level of skill. Section 2 would allow the board to employ investigators and attorneys in order to enforce its authority to revoke, suspend, limit, or regulate the licenses. The fiscal note is prepared by the Department of Commerce for this bill, including funding for one investigator, one clerk typist, three, and contract and attorney fees to assist the board in developing regulations for continuing the education requirements and standards for practice. I ask the body of council.
Further discussions? Senator Wright.
Senator
Ferguson. Mr. President, I don't have an appointment. Secretary, have the
fiscal note. Mr. President, when he says the sum, which figure does he want? Under positions, funding?
For which year? All year?
77 is 96.1, 78 is 90, 79 is 99, 80 it's 108.9, 81 it's 119.7.
$90,000 for around a bunch of office staff for that position.
Senator Standee.
Senator Ziegler.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, we have witnesses today as members of the State Department of Commission Rights. I will introduce our Executive Director to you, who in turn will introduce the Commission members to you. Executive Director Neil.
Thank you, Senator. The Commissioners are meeting here in Juneau today and tomorrow. The Chairman of the Commission, Willie Ratcliffe, Fairbanks, and Vice Chairman is Carol Smith. Anchorage. Other commissioners present today are John Gonzalez, Tom Peter, and Dorothy Larson from Billingham. Important staff meeting in the local area are Janet Bradley, who manages the southeastern office, and the commission secretary, Nate Delgado.
Senator Wright.
The bill should have been directed towards the Finance Committee. If somebody, either one of the sponsors or one of the supporters of the bill, could stand up and give us a rundown as to where the money is coming from, et cetera, that would be much more finance.
President.
Senator Cotulla.
Vote ask unanimous consent that the bill be held on the calendar for one extra day.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 554 be held in third reading until tomorrow's calendar. Is there objection? Without objection, Senate Bill 554 will appear in third reading on tomorrow's calendar. We have before us House Concurrent Resolution Number 76.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 76 by Representative Hershberger designating Monday, January 26, 1976 as Reuben Gaines Day. The Rules Committee considered this resolution and recommends placement on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Rader, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Cotulla, Sackett, and Ray. I have no amendments.
Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, that is the amended version.
There is only one version of the resolution. There were two versions of the calendar, but there's only one version of the resolution. The resolution reads January 26th.
Apologies.
Ready to vote. The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 76 pass this? Senator Miller? Senator Miller, the resolution was received in the Senate on January 26th with no request that it be made a special order of business or anything, and it was referred to the Rules Committee.
Mr. President, I can understand maybe communication calls can help the Senate on this, but will anyone explain how the calendar reflects the different date?
I made the error. I'm sorry.
Further discussion?
Question.
Are you ready to vote? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 76 pass the Senate? As many as favor say aye.
Aye.
As many as opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Concurrent Resolution 76 will pass the Senate. Had before us in second reading, House Bill 550.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 550 by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Relating to Legislative Administration and Providing for an Effective Date.
Senator Standard Eve.
Senator, come to order. Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, does it have to disappear and who has to ask consent for go back up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, a distinguished last in the gallery today, one that many of you I'm sure know, Dr. Keith Godfrey. President,
I'm going to
ask unanimous consent for final recess.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent. The Senate stand in recess for 5 minutes. Without objection, the Senate's in recess.
Come to order. Have you read the bill yet?
Senator Orsini. Without objection, you have the floor, Senator Orsini.
President, the gentleman behind me are two distinguished Alaskans. One, a current constituent and one, a former constituent. Sam Keto, who is currently a constituent of mine, and Mr. Roger Lang, who is former constituent.
Senator Second?
Yeah.
Without objection, you have the floor.
I'd like to introduce two people from my district, from Clear Area, Bruce Harden and Mike Cooley.
Further introduction? Yeah, before us in second reading, House Bill 550. Yesterday we had amendment number one before us, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I was in asking that
Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that amendment number one be withdrawn. Without objection, number one is withdrawn. Are there further amendments?
I have an amendment number two by Senator Ray, by Senators Ray, Miller, Chance, and Croft to page one, line 10. Delete all of line 10 and insert the following. A, the state capitol, with the exception of the capitol space now occupied by the office of the governor and space occupied in any other state building by the legislature or its.
Senator Ray.
Mr.
President, I would move for the adoption.
Senator Ray moves the adoption of Amendment Number 2. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
I think it's self-explanatory, Mr.
Chairman. Senator Tilley.
Does this mean you intend to evict the Attorney General?
Senator Ray.
No, sir, I don't intend to evict anybody. Our contractual arrangements can take care of that.
Senator, you.
We do have that read in context.
Secretary, read the amendment in context.
Page 1, line 10. Delete all of line 10. A, the state capitol, with the exception of the capitol space now occupied by the office of the governor and space occupied in any other state building by the legislature or its agencies, is, etc.
Senator Ray.
There are no other questions.
Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of Amendment Number 2. Is there objection? Senator Tillian objects. Is there discussion?
Question.
Question is, shall Amendment Number 2 be adopted? As many as favor say aye.
Aye.
Many as opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it, and Amendment Number 2 is adopted. Are there further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, I have any further amendments. I'm doing asking ask consent to me such be possible. 550 is amended to consider to those amendments. Third reading, please, upon
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 550 amended be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Is there objection? Without objection, I have before us in third reading House Bill 550.
Committee sub for House Bill Number 550 amended in the Senate, entitled an act relating to legislative administration and providing for an effective date.
Is there discussion?
Question.
Ready to vote. The question is, shall House Bill 550 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, Secretary will lock the roll. If any senator desire to change his vote, Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
Senator Curtillo.
President, I'm going to ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill
and Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered to vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, House Bill 550 with an effective date clause. That concludes the daily calendar. Senator Curtillo.
President, I'm going to ask unanimous consent for a calendar to messages from the other body.
Without objection, we'll revert to messages from the House.
The House has passed House Concurrent Resolution Number 79 by all members of the House in honor of Bill Vodran.
Senator Curtillo.
President, I'm going to ask unanimous consent to take the legislation up to the special order of business.
79.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that House Concurrent Resolution Number 79 be made a special order of business at this time. Is there objection? Without objection. House Concurrent Resolution Number 79. Secretary will read the resolution in its entirety.
House Concurrent Resolution 79 by all members of the House in honor of Bill Vodran. Be it resolved by the legislature of the state of Alaska. Bill Vodran, during his active but all too short life, gave the fullest measure of his energy and devotion to the causes of equal rights and quality education for all Alaskans. Bill Vodran, as former Executive Director of the State Human Rights Commission, served as an effective advocate and battler for Alaska's minorities. As a teacher, administrator, and grassroots lobbyist, Bill Vodran promoted and helped achieve wider understanding of the educational needs of Alaska Natives. In his books and other writings, Bill often expressed his love of Alaska, its land, and people. Bill once wrote, "It is any people's natural right to determine the design of their own destiny." That was Bill's compassionate belief, and that belief showed in all his work. His earthly presence will be missed deeply by those many Alaskans who were touched by his life. For your devoted service to Alaska, we, the members of the Alaska Legislature, for ourselves and all our fellow Alaskans, offer our gratitude and appreciation.
Further discussions? Ready to vote? The question is, House Concurrent Resolution Number 79 pass the Senate? As many as favor say aye.
Aye.
Any as opposed, no. The ayes have it. And House Concurrent Resolution Number 79 has passed the Senate unanimously. Unfinished business? Special orders? Senator Orsini? Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Committee, and Mr. Chairman, for giving us a fact of 24-hour calendar. During the session or immediately thereafter, a calendar for the following day.
Senator Curtolo? Further special orders? Senator Curtolo, announcements?
So I move and ask the council consent and have permission to sponsor bill. I'll show myself co-sponsor of Senate Bill 222.
Without objection, Senator Curtolo will be shown as a sponsor of Senate Bill 222. Further special orders? Senator Poland? Without objection, Senator Poland will also be shown as a sponsor. Senator Ray? Senate Standard 8. Further special orders? Senator Ray? All right. Senator Tillian?
But I'd like to
have further special orders? Announcement, Senator Pullen?
I don't think that there's probably anyone in here that has heard the news that the 200-mile limit did pass the Senate today. But I think it's a landmark piece of legislation, and I'm sure all Alaskans are going to be waiting eagerly to see how everything works out on this. Fortunately, the delay in implementing it has been allowed, which will satisfy the people who have been concerned about waiting for the law to cease to act. They will have an opportunity to do so. And if they don't, this goes into effect. And as I understand it, it's a form of limited entry to foreign fishing vessels.
Further special orders. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Ray? Senator Curtolo?
Labor Management meet January 29th, 9 a.m. Senate Bill 360, House Bill 174. The President is untestable in meet today, and again, I don't have the time. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, some ones there.
Bills will be posted. Mr. President, Commerce was slated to meet at 2:30 today, and there's a request among committee members that we should meet a little earlier, but unfortunately, those people that are seeking to testify think it's going to be 2:30, so there's no use sitting there half an hour. We'll announce a 2:30 meeting with Commerce today on medical malpractice. We're going to hear a bit from the insurance industry.
Senator Pullen?
Senate Resources will not meet today, but we will be meeting tomorrow at 1:30 to hear the advisory board on royalty oil and gas.
Further announcement of committee meeting? Further business? Senator Curtolo. Senator Curtolo moves and asks unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection.